welcome to the Bring the Wood podcast, the practice squad edition. This is your boy RK. I'm going to do this from time to time again where I just want to get off a couple of things. First of all, let's talk about this in rapid fire order. The OBJ situation, this did not go well. We are stuck in the situation as Saints fans where we have been sitting there refreshing our Twitter feeds, going back and forth with people on every social media platform, trying to listen to what Woj has to say or what Shefty has to say or what Tom Pelissero has to say. Like, we're looking through NBA stuff to NHL to NFL, trying to figure out, reading the tea leaves. And the Rams, they come in and they snag OBJ, which I didn't even know they were in the running. So, again, that's just one of those things. They're a smart business. They're building through free agency, and they feel that they can build an NFL franchise that can win a Super Bowl and then be bad for a couple of years because they'll have no draft equity by grabbing free agents that have big names. Odell Beckham as your 2A, 2B with Robert Woods is not bad because Cooper Kupp is the number one there undeniably. Tyler Higbee is a very underrated tight end. I think he's actually really talented, especially in that system. And then they don't run the ball, so they have Stafford just kind of slinging it. Now they got Von Miller coming on the edge to pair up with Aaron Donald. So that's going to be a juggernaut team. But the problem there is they're top heavy. They get an injury or two injuries, and that team could look pretty pitiful. We saw them lose at home to Tennessee, and I don't think Tennessee's that great of a team, even with Derrick Henry, and they didn't have Derrick Henry for that game. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the NFC. They're making a huge push akin to the Yankees or the Detroit Red Wings or, you know, I guess even the Dallas Cowboys back in the day. I don't know if it's going to work. But again, it would be so fitting. I put out a tweet and I said, this is kind of like, you know, the girl takes the quarterback, the shiny quarterback to the dance instead of the boy next door that she's known for her whole life that asked her. And then the quarterback ends up fizzling out later on in life and he's just a bum. And the boy from next door ends up being a millionaire. The Saints might not have gotten OBJ, but we might be hoisting a Lombardi. And I know that sounds ridiculous to say because we don't have any pass catchers that are doing anything, but it's a long season. You know, and a lot of these guys are UDFAs. A lot of these guys are not guys that were touted to be a number one or even a number two receiver. And they're building into this mold. And they're adjusting to a new quarterback. Again, for some of them, the third time. You know, some of these guys had Breeze. Then they had Winston. They had a little bit of Taysom. Some of them even had Teddy. Now they got Trevor Siemian. So it's going to be interesting to see if they can get into a little bit of a rhythm. We can keep Trevor healthy, keep our offensive line healthy. We're going to probably rest Kamara this weekend. So it's going to be interesting to see if the Mark Ingram trade with the Houston Texans pays dividends. That's going to be really, really interesting to see how that looks for us. The next thing, everybody's killing Troutman. We've asked this guy to basically take on the Jimmy Graham / Josh Hill role all in one because he was a pass catching tight end that was learning how to block coming into the NFL and he did a really good job of that. Now he's a blocking tight end that we're expecting to be a pass catcher and it's really hard for him to do both. He's still a young guy. Rookie tight ends, young tight ends don't have great production in the NFL immediately. It was pretty remarkable that he had any production whatsoever in his rookie year and now we're kind of killing him because he's had some drops and he's got a lot on his plate. He doesn't look confident. You know, when he makes a catch, even it looks like it's a little bit of a bobble. But I do think that adding a veteran like Vinette, who we talked up a lot in the offseason, you know, in in-depth Saints circles, I'll say, I know the national beater didn't talk him up because he wasn't a great pickup, but I think he is a great pickup. And I think that that could pay dividends for Troutman's ability to be a pass catcher in our system. So we don't have a real number one receiver. But what if Troutman becomes that guy that absorbs, you know, anywhere from 6 to 10 targets in a game? You know, if he gets 7 catches for 46 yards and a touchdown, that's going to be huge for us. Doesn't sound like a great stat line, but that moves the ball, especially in the run-dominant offense that we're going to probably be running in the next little bit. Last thing, our defense. Our defense has to step it up. We don't have CJ GJ this week, but I don't think PJ Williams is that big of a drop-off. I think PJ Williams has the ability to step in and really be that dominant nickel corner for us. He's a guy that's been in the system for a long time and he's paid dividends. Again, I keep on using that term. He has made plays for us. He has clinched the Tampa Bay game. He got a pick in the New England game. Like, he's getting his hands on the football and he's making plays. And he's not one of those no-catching MFers. He's out there really, really playing some good ball. Is he going to get beat sometimes? That's part of the job description. You're going to lose sometimes. You're not going to win every single rep. But does he compete all the time? Is he a sure tackler? Can we send him on blitzes? We can do all of that stuff. And also we could disguise him back into other coverages because he plays safety as well. So it's going to be interesting to see what Dennis Allen does with PJ Williams in the slot. And I'm really, really interested to see if we give Adebo a chance to watch from the sidelines, at least not start. Giving up that catch, I think that's worth having a seat. I'm not for, you know, killing a guy because of one play forever, but I think right now Bradley Roby is a veteran in this league. He's a Super Bowl champion. He's got some pedigree. He's been around the block. I think we give that guy an opportunity to step in and make some plays. So that's it for now. JD and I are going to be on a little bit later talking about this, but if you have any questions, hit me up at BTW on Twitter. We'll answer the questions and we'll go back through the next podcast. All right, take care. Who dat? And let's beat Tennessee.